Continuing in Simon Gimel of Eretz Tzvi, Rav Shachter discusses a well-known machlokas rishonim in Hilchos Shofar. What happens if a person steals a shofar and then he uses it to be yotzei the mitzvah? The Rambam in the first part of Hilchos Shofar Halach Gimel holds that if you blew with a shofar a gazel, the halach is you are yotzei. It's not a problem of mitzvah baba avera because the Rambam writes Shmias Hakol is the mitzvah. Ain bekol din gazel. There's no stealing a sound. There's stealing of an object, but there's no stealing of a sound. And therefore, yotzei the mitzvah. The Agos Ashri in the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah disagrees. He holds that one is not yotzei the mitzvah with a shofar agazel. What is that machlokas about? What are they arguing about? Whether you could be yotzei with a shofar agazel or not? So we could explain based on a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that if somebody uses a sukkah gzula, now how do you pull off such a trick to steal a sukkah? So the Gemara says by going into a sukkah, finding a nice family there, and mugging them and chucking them out of the sukkah. So if one grabs people and throws them out of the sukkah and commandeers their sukkah, I don't know if that's the proper term to use, but he takes over their sukkah. The Gemara over there says, Rabbi Lazar says, Pasul. The Chachamim say kosher. Rabbi Lazar happens to hold this unique shita, Masech HaSukkah, that ein adam yotzei b'sukaso shel chaveru. Rabbi Lazar's shita is that a person cannot be yotzei with someone else's sukkah, which means you can't even like have guests over. I mean, you can have them over, but they won't be yotzei the mitzvah, and you can't go to someone's house. Rabbi Lazar holds that a sukkah she'ula is possible, a sukkah gezula is possible. So Rabbi Lazar holds that it's either going to be qualified as a sukkah gezula if you hold karka nigzelas, or if you hold karka ain't a nigzelas, that you can't steal land, so it's at least a sukkah she'ula, so you're not yotzei in any event because it's not yours. The Chachamim over there hold that you can be Yotzei Yedei Chavasa B'Sukaso Shel Chavero, and we generally assume Karka is Eina Nigzeles, Karka cannot be stolen, and therefore it is a Sukkah She'ula, so one is Yotzei with that Sukkah. That's the Shita of the Chachamim in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. What does that have to do with the Shofar? So the Ritva over there asks a fundamental question. How on earth can you be Yotzei with a sukkah that you have mugged the people and chucked them out of their sukkah? After all, isn't it a mitzvah haba'a ba'avera? The only way you're able to fulfill the mitzvah is by doing this avera of chucking the people out of their sukkah. So how could it be that one is yotzei? So the Ritva suggests two possibilities. One, he says, is that we only say mitzvah ba'avera on a mitzvah that's ba l'ratzos. A mitzvah that comes to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's used almost as like a prop for tefillah, like by lulav, which is balaratzos, karbanos, that's where we say mitzvah babaveira. But sukkah is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, it's balaratzos, there's no mitzvah babaveira. Then the Ritva has a second yisod, which he doesn't explain abundantly clearly, but Reb Chaim elaborates and explains it a little more clearly. Where the way Reb Chaim understands the Ritva is as follows. Mitzvah babaveira, in contrast to what the Balei Tosfos say, mitzvah babaveira, how would you translate mitzvah babaveira? How would you say, what's the gedder? How does something become a mitzvah babaveira? Oh, the only way to have done the mitzvah is by doing the avera first, right? It's that the connection between the avera and the mitzvah is so strong that I only could have done it by doing the avera first. Says the Ritva, the way Reb Chaim says, that's not what mitzvah babaveira means. Mitzvah babaveira means, I did an avera in such a way where the object with which I did the avera becomes a chefza shel avera. In some way, that object becomes labeled as a chefza shel avera. To now use a chefza shel avera and turn it into a chefza shel mitzvah, to do a mitzvah with a chefza shel avera, that's mitzvah ba'avera. So if karka is eina nigzala, so according to the Chachamim, the karka doesn't become a chefza shel avera. I may have done an avera by throwing that nice family out of their sukkah, but the karka is not a chefza shel avera because it's not labeled as karka nigzelis, as stolen karka, because halachically there's no such thing as stolen karka. So mainly you can't have mitzvah baba avera because you never have a chefza shel avera. So there are two examples of a real chefza shel avera. For example, if I steal metaltalin, if I steal an object, I steal a book. So the book is a stolen item. It's a chefza shel avera. I then cannot use it to do a mitzvah. It's mitzvah baba avera. It's also probably separately, Rav Shach doesn't point this out, separately, it's probably a violation if I'm going to try to use it to daven or something like that, or do another sort of mitzvah, in kategor nasa sonegor, that you're not supposed to use the very item with which you sinned in order to do a mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch passes in Yerideya that if you have Sifrei Avodah Zarah, even if you're able to erase all the shemos of Avodah Zarah, you're not supposed to print a siddur on it. Because in kategor nasa sonegor, Moshe holds that a siddur that was printed on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use. Because in kategor nasa sonegor, as I wanted to argue, I gave a shiur this morning in English with me about davening from a smartphone. That if a person doesn't use their smartphone responsibly, then probably they're not allowed to use it as a sitter. Because the vein kategor nasa sneger, meaning if it's used for all sorts of averos, so it probably would be exactly in line with that halacha in Yerideya and with that tshuva of Ramesha. But anyway, that's one example. Another example of mitzvah of avera, anything that was worshipped as avodah zarah becomes a chefetz shel avodah zarah, it's a chefetz shel avera, and therefore, and the raya that it becomes a chefetz shel avera becomes also ba'ana. So obviously there's a halachic status to it. So therefore you can't use that to do a mitzvah, like anything, a sheira tree, whatever. And that maybe answers the kasha Tosas asks in Sukkah and Daf Lamed. Tosas asks, why the Gemara needs a drasha from a pasuk to tell me that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with tevel, with matzah shel tevel, the grain that you were not mafresh shumas and maisos from. It should be obvious. It's a mitzvah of avera. You're not allowed to eat tevel. So of course, you're not, the only way you were able to do the mitzvah was by doing the avera of eating the tevel. So isn't that by definition a mitzvah baba avera? Oh, but according to this, Reb Chaim's understanding of the Ritva, we understand matzah shel tevel is not a cheftza shel avera, and it's therefore not subject to mitzvah baba avera, even though the avera maybe enabled the mitzvah. This also explains the girsa that Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Lamed quotes and rejects in the Gemara. There was a Girsa Yeshana in the Gemara Daf Lamed Hay that asks why an Esrog Shel Asherah should be possible. An Esrog that grows on an Asherah tree is possible. So the Girsa Yeshana said Mitzvah Bab Avera, that an Esrog of an Asherah tree is a Mitzvah Bab Avera. Now think about it. It says Tosfos, if Mitzvah Bab Avera is the way David translated it before, any time that the Avera was, the Mitzvah was enabled by the Avera, is the fact that someone bowed down to this tree, worshipped this tree, is that what enables me to use its esrog? Certainly not. There's no connection. I want to use this beautiful esrog from this tree, and it happens to be that someone worshipped this tree. No connection. No connection to the between the mitzvah and the avera. So why would the Gemara call that a mitzvah of avera? For that reason, Tosfos says the girsa is mistaken. It's got to be a mistake. But if you assume like the Ritva, you understand the girsa very well. Because if the Agdara of Mitzvah Bab Avera is that anything that's a Cheftza Shel Avera cannot be used as a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, well, if someone bowed down to the tree, well, guess what? That tree becomes a tree Shel Avodah Zarah, a Cheftza Shel Avera, Asibana. So Mela, I'm not allowed to use it for a mitzvah. Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Tes asks why the Gemara needs a drasha from a pasuk to disqualify a Sukkah Gezula if we could know that halacha anyway from the rule of mitzvah above avera. So the Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah Shin Chav Hei, Os Tes, writes as follows. He says, mitzvah above avera only affects the kiyum mitzvah, but the sukkah itself would still be considered a kosher sukkah. Meaning, says Minchas Chinuch, if I stole the sukkah, so the sukkah is still a sukkah, it's just that I can't be mekayim the mitzvah with that sukkah. What difference does it make if it's, that you're going to call it still a sukkah if I can't be mekayem the mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch says like this. On the first night of sukkahs, you have a mitzvah. What's your mitzvah? Sit in sukkah and eat. You dafka have to eat a certain amount, whatever, let's say, because I'm in the sukkah, first night of sukkah, no questions asked. The rest of the days of sukkahs, says the Minchas Chinuch, you have no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. What? No mitzvah to eat in the sukkah? Of course I have a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Says Minchas Chinuch, no, you don't. You have an iser to eat outside of the sukkah. You have an iser to sleep outside of the sukkah. Ooh, so says Minchas Chinuch, if you're going to tell me that a stolen sukkah is still a sukkah, I just can't be mekayim a mitzvah with it. So on the first night, I can't sit in it because I can't be mekayim the mitzvah with it. But after the first night, there's no mitzvah. What is it? It's an iser to what? To eat outside of the sukkah. Well, guess what? I'm not outside of the sukkah. I'm in a sukkah. I just can't be mekayim the mitzvah. But that's fine. I'm in a sukkah. So that's Minchas Chinuch's sharp answer to this question. Says Rav Shach, Minchas Chinuch is making two assumptions. Assumption number one is that mitzvah above avera only takes away the kiyum mitzvah, but it doesn't affect your maisa mitzvah. Your action, the maisa mitzvah is still a maisa, but you don't get the kiyum, you don't get the credit, you don't get the check up in Shemayim. Assumption number two that he's making is that the mitzvah of sukkah is only on the first night, and after that it's only an iser to eat outside the sukkah. So Shachta says, I think we can accept assumption number one even if we reject assumption number two. The idea that he's assuming that there's no mitzvah after the first night, Shachta says, I reject that. I don't think that's true. There is a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah throughout the Yom Tov sukkahs. It's just that what triggers the mitzvah is when you want to eat. If you happen to not want to eat, then there's nothing to trigger the mitzvah. But of course there's a mitzvah, it's a kiyum mitzvah, for sure. To eat in the sukkah, to sleep in the sukkah throughout the rest of the sukkahs. So I reject that assumption. But I'll accept the idea that a mitzvah above avera only takes away the kiyum mitzvah. But it doesn't take away the maisa mitzvah. So based on that, says Rav Shachter, we can explain the machlokas that we started today with. We had a machlokas, Rambam and Agos Sashri. If you steal a shofar, can you be yotzei the mitzvah of tkiya shofar? Rambam said yes. Hagos Hashri said no. So he says, as we've explained in the last year, by shofar there's a maisa mitzvah and there's a kiyuma mitzvah. What's the maisa mitzvah? The tkiya. What's the kiyuma mitzvah? The shmiya. Remember we explained the machlokas, what's the bracha? Is it l'tkoa b'shofar, l'shmoa kol shofar? And maybe that machlokas is about whether the bracha should be on the maisa mitzvah or the bracha should be, should the nusach of the bracha should reflect the maisa mitzvah or the nusach of the bracha should reflect the kiyuma mitzvah? Because the maisa mitzvah is a maisa tkiya. The kiyuma mitzvah is the shmiya. So it follows that the shofar is the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah. My maisa mitzvah is a tkiya. How do I do it? I need a shofar. The shofar is my cheftza shel maisa mitzvah. The call, the actual sound, is the cheftza shel kiyuma mitzvah. I'm not hearing the physical shofar. I'm hearing the call shofar. So the cheftza shel kiyuma mitzvah is the call. If the call were a cheftza shel avera, then everyone would agree mitzvah baba avera. Because you can't, the mitzvah above avera takes away the kiyuma mitzvah. The machlokas hagos hashri and the Rambam is, what if the maisa mitzvah is a cheftza shel avera? The cheftza shel maisa mitzvah, the shofar itself, is a cheftza shel avera. The Rambam holds the fact that the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah happens to be a cheftza shel avera has no effect on the mitzvah, because Rambam minchas chinuch sasod. Mitzvah above avera only takes away a kiyuma mitzvah. There's no effect on the maisa, so I don't care that the maisa was done with a cheftza shel avera. The Hagos Hashri would agree that mitzvah above avera only affects the kiyuma mitzvah, but he would hold that a maisa b'cheftza shel avera can't possibly generate a kiyuma mitzvah. Now, since the shofar is a cheftza shel mitzvah, with regard to the maisa mitzvah, it would therefore make sense that other rules governing mitzvahs will also apply to a shofar. Even though the real kiyuma mitzvah is only the kol, but if you're going to say that the shofar itself is the cheftza shel mitzvah with regard to the maisa mitzvah, so it would make a lot of sense that other rules governing mitzvahs should apply to the shofar. For example, there's a rule by a cheftza shel mitzvah that it's supposed to be beautiful. You're supposed to have a nice mezuzah, a nice sefer Torah, nice esrog. You're supposed to have nice mitzvahs. Hidur mitzvah. The Gemara Shabbos Kuflam Gimel, Zeh Keli Van Veil, Hisna Lefanav B'mitzvahs. What does the Gemara over there say? For example, you should make Talis Na'eh, Sukkah Na'eh, Lulav Na'eh, and Shofar Na'eh. One could have asked, Shofar Na'eh, why do I need a nice shofar? That's not the mitzvah. The Kiyuma Mitzvah is the kol, it's not the shofar. Yeah, the Kiyuma Mitzvah is the kol. But the Maisa Mitzvah is the tkiya, and the Maisa mitzvah is done specifically with a shofar. Even a cheftza shel maisa mitzvah does require the hisna lefanav b'mitzvos, the fulfillment of zakeli va'anvei. Okay.